You are listening to the Punk News Podcast. It's going to be a freestyle episode today. And this is features editor John Gentile. I'm super busy this month, this week, and through the end of the year. So it's going to be a freestyle episode today, even though it's Halloween. Happy Halloween. Party in Jabba's Palace next Sunday. It's going to be rad.
Oh, yeah.
This weekend is the Hostile City Council Oi Takeover in Philly with Blank 77, with Lower Class Brats, with Cheap Sex, with Virus. We're not organizing that, but it's going to be a really cool event, so you probably should check it out. And then definitely go to Mean Jeans next Sunday, which is going to be totally awesome. I'm going to start off with three quick rants. One not quick rant and two quick ones. Well, I'm here with Emmore, what's happening, what's going on?
Hey, it's Halloween! It's exciting because it's Halloween, and the veil is thin tonight, so you never know what's going to happen.
Well, there you have it. Speaking of what's going to happen, the election is in like a week, man. Here's the deal. It's a very important election. Certainly the most important election of my lifetime, probably yours too. Unless you're around for like, you know, unless you're like 160 years old and you had to vote for Abraham Lincoln or something. and so listen, here's the deal, man. In the punk scene, I see a lot of kind of edgelords and hot take guys and this and that. And it's usually guys say, oh, you know, I can't vote for Kamala Harris because of this, because of that. And it breaks down into two categories. A, the one category, and I'm not even talking to you. Category A is guys that actually like love Trump but are like scared to say it, you know what I mean? Or or whatever. Like, I'm not even talking to you. You know, you shouldn't vote for Trump. That's stupid. And whatever you think you're gonna get, you're not gonna get. So don't vote for Trump. Mm-hmm. But whatever. That's dumb and it doesn't look good for you. Cause I know you think you're like a power broker or something, or a top dog or an alpha male because you and Trump, but A, Trump isn't even an alpha male. He's scared of Putin like a little bitch, and he's scared of China like a little bitch because he never says anything bad about those guys, you know. So I know you think that makes you like a, and this is just category A, I'm saying. So I know you think that makes you look cool or whatever, but it's not you. They're not you. They're not going to look out for you, whatever. Don't vote for Trump. The other category, people say, oh, I'm not going to vote for Harris because she does this or she hasn't done that, blah, blah, blah. And I'm assuming you're not one of those guys that actually likes Trump and is scared to say it, but you actually think you're making some sort of political stand. Listen, I get it, man. I get that you want to be crass or conflict or whatever and be, you know, as far left or however you want. But here's the deal. If you don't vote for Harris, you're essentially voting for Trump. And however bad you think Harris might be, Trump is way, way, way worse. And if Trump is elected, the country will possibly enter a state from which it will never, ever recover. And I know you say, oh, you know, she does this or she does that. Well, really, you should have been working on that for the past 4 years, not 6 months before the election. So if she's doing things that you don't like or backing things that you don't like, then vote for Harris and then get him to change after the election. Not voting for Harris is a – and I'm not trying to beat you up, listener, that, you know, say, oh, I'm not going to vote for Harris because I'm super left-wing or whatever. I'm not trying to beat you up. I'm urging you to think of it in this context. If you don't vote for Harris, you're essentially voting for Trump. Trump is way, way, way worse than Harris. I'm not saying you got to like Harris, but vote for Harris and then enact changes that you want to see changed. If your car isn't working, you don't get out of the car and just try to walk 100 miles away. You drive the squeaky, shaking, smoking car to the end of the finish line. Then you go to the garage or the mechanic, and then you fix it up there. Abandoning it halfway through the race isn't going to get you what you want. And it's almost kind of selfish, because if Harris is not elected, there's a lot of people, women, minorities, even middle-class people. And also, it's not only a black v. white or a white v. other people kind of issue. There's lots of poor white people out in the central, in the middle of America, that are going to be hurt real bad by Trump's policies. So it's not even, I mean, it is a race issue, but it's not just a race issue for sure. It's a class issue and whatever. So if you think you're being cool or edgy or daring or punk by specifically not voting for Harris, that's short-sighted and foolish and a little selfish. And I would urge you that if you think Harris is doing not cool things, or if you say, I'm uber punk and I don't participate in the political system, that's kind of selfish, because that means other people, women, for one, are going to suffer horribly because you want to make some sort of political stand that doesn't actually have any real practical effect and actually has a negative effect towards, I guess, most punk rock ideals. So if you're saying yourself, I'm uber punk, I don't vote at all, or I'm not going to vote for Harris because she does this or that, I would strongly, and I'm not trying to beat you up, I'm not trying to insult you, I would strongly urge you to vote for Harris. Hold your nose if you have to, vote for Harris. Then after she's elected, then put the pressure on. The time to put the pressure on, you are elected official, and I realize that Harris herself is not really is well, I guess was elected, but the President Biden was elected. The time to put pressure on your official is not 3 months before the election. It's just after the election, and squeeze him then. You see, because if Trump gets elected, it's gonna be real bad, man. It's gonna be real bad. And so I don't be cool, be practical. That's my advice. Second thing, Em, Grateful Dead.
Yes.
People love the Grateful Dead, Em. They love the Grateful Dead. I recently came across a whole bunch of Grateful Dead records. I'm talking 30 records, and there are literally hundreds of Grateful Dead records. There are, I don't know, 60, 70 Dick's picks. There's 40 or 50s Dan's picks or Don's picks or whoever Ray's picks, some dude, there's at least 30 or 40 Grateful Dead albums. There's at least 30 or 40 or 50 spin-off solo Grateful Dead albums. And people love the Grateful Dead. Even Ricky Frankel, Punk News former editor and frequent contributor, and loves the Grateful Dead. He loves
I'm
the Grateful Dead.
surprised.
Me too. I thought he had better taste than that. So I've tried to get into the Grateful Dead 4 times in my life, I'd say. Like I specifically said, I'm going to try to get into the Grateful Dead because people love them, so maybe there's something there. Plus, there are hundreds of records, and so like Frank Zappa, like Hawkwind, like I'm trying to think of another example, maybe like maybe Daniel Johnson, like Wesley Willis, like Jello. There's an entire universe of records to explore. So if you're into it, there's a lot of cool stuff to seek out. It's not like Nirvana where there's like 3 albums or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I said to myself, man, I got all these Grateful Dead records. I'm gonna try to get into the Grateful Dead once again, man. And I put on Dark Star off the Steal Your Face Live album.
Okay.
Dark, it's it, it sounds kind of Hawkwindian. It sounds dark. It sounds scary. It's a 30-minute long song. You're like, oh man, it's gonna be
Oh,
like,
gosh.
like Dark Era Pink Floyd or like Hawkwind, like totally tripped out. Totally scary, far out, man. It's the Grateful Dead. They got skulls and LSD bears on their album covers and skeletons and hot women and Uncle Sam for some reason. It's far out, man. It's far out, So I put on Dark Star by the Grateful Dead, M. I said, I'm going to get into the Grateful
Yes.
Dead. M, it is so bad. The Grateful Dead is so insanely bad. A lot of millions, literally millions of people like or love the Grateful Dead, M. I have no idea what they're hearing. It's all like slow and annoying and twangy, like bring, 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 and then like just got Jerry Garcia acting like he's Robert Johnson, except for he's like so not Robert Johnson. And it's just the most boring, aimless, milquetoast, mediocre, quiet, aimless bullshit I've ever heard in my entire life. I mean, the Grateful Dead are bad, Em. They are so bad. And I don't
Oh my
know.
God.
They've got amazing, their name is cool, the Grateful Dead. They've got amazing album
Yeah.
titles, Fire on the Mountain, Friend of the Devil, Dark Star. They've got skeletons on the album covers. They've got LSD bears, You're like, holy shit, man. If you were to multiply shittiness of a band by awesome imagery, Grateful Dead would blow everyone out of the water by a factor of 5,000 M. They are so bad. They have such great imagery and they are so bad. And what are people hearing with the Grateful Dead? They're so bad. I can't believe how bad they are. Like, really? What are people
Unless it,
hearing him?
this is just background music,
But that,
like,
I tried that
I
too.
don't know.
It's just so annoying because like you're thinking, I mean like I'm trying to think of like folk, I'm trying to think of like a folk music, like something that's like folky that like is kind of quiet.
Bob Dylan?
Even Bob Dylan, actually, I actually like Bob Dylan a lot, but he does have some folk. Yeah, but you put like the early stuff on, and he's like, he's like blowing in the wind, and it is kind of background music. You hear just some guy droning on, and you're like, all right. But the Grateful Dead, it'll just be like quiet, and then it'll be like a mess, and then you hear like pring, 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 and it's like, oh my God, it sounds like if you have one of two speakers plugged in, and that speaker doesn't work that good. That's what it sounds like. Like it's bad. It's so bad. I don't know how the Grateful Dead have and the young people and the people your age are way into Grateful Dead. You know
Yes.
that, right?
No, I didn't know that. Actually, I have not talked to one person who likes the Grateful
The
Dead.
people your age, Em, love the Grateful Dead.
That's
It
disturbing.
makes me worried about your generation, Em, that the people like the Grateful Dead. And don't even get me started on Fish. Like, the shittier Grateful Dead is like what the. Oh, so anyway, Grateful Dead is terrible. If someone can explain to me
My
how Grateful
gosh.
Dead is good at all, listen, I've heard a Grateful Dead's greatest hits. I've heard American Beauty. I've heard Steel. I've probably heard 15 Grateful Dead albums, and they're all the same, and they're all just total garbage, and garbage. Anyways, you can reach that podcast at punknews.org if you can explain to me why the Grateful Dead is not the worst band ever. I'll read it. One last thing, Em.
Yes.
Today's Halloween. I listen to the Misfits. This is in no
Halloween.
way, what's the word I'm looking for? This is in no way a new statement or insightful whatsoever, but the Misfits are so freaking good, Em. I mean, I listen to
They
them a lot. I
are.
listen to Misfits and Danzig and Sammy all the time. And
Yeah.
like the other day, some guy, actually, I was selling records just yesterday, and the guy bought Danzig one off me. And I'm like, yeah, I was just thinking about Danzig yesterday. And I'm like, well, I was actually thinking about Danzig like almost every day. So that does not much of a statement. But man, I was listening
Yeah.
to 12 Hits from Hell, the long lost secret Misfits album. The Misfits are so insanely good. And they're so weak. Like, I was in, Return of the Fly. And actually, I think I was on Collection 1 or 2. I was listening to that as well. The whole
Yeah.
lyrics of Return of the Fly are Return of the Fly with Vincent Price, Return of the Fly, Cecilia, Cecilia, Return of the Fly. Like, that's the entire song. And it's like so good. And like, the bass is so gnarly and so like funky, not funky in P-funk terms, like just like gnarly, I guess is a better word, like just muddy and dark. The Misfits really are just like a one of a kind band. And there are hundreds of bands that have tried to rip off the Misfits, and none of them have even come close. You know what I mean?
Oh,
Like
yeah.
the Misfits are just, they're just one of these bands that are just so unique and so perfect in their formation. They come along once in a lifetime. They're so good, Em. They're so good.
They are, though. They really are. They always hit.
So that's my rant. Let's talk about some news.
That's a good rant, or good three rants.
You want should we cool should we cover happy news first, Em, or not happy news first?
Let's alternate. Let's
All
do
right.
happy, not happy, happy, not happy.
All right. So our first happy story.
Yeah.
And we'll have to, much to say, but The Garden, they've released a new EP.
Oh,
It's
yeah.
Desperate Ballads. It's The Garden being very punk, which is my favorite aspect of them. It almost reminds me of almost like their first record, The Life and Times of a Paper, which is not really their first record, but their early record, Life and Times of a Paper Clip, or maybe the Green Cassette, or maybe Ha Ha, which is my favorite era. I mean, I love all eras of the band, but I'm super psyched on this. I think it's very punk. It's very cool. I love how they upset people. I love how I don't know if huge is the right word, Em, but they play to 2,000 to 4,000 people. That's pretty big. That's
That is
pretty big.
pretty big.
Like I said, is I think a lot of middle-aged punks or almost middle-aged punks hate the band because they're tall, skinny, handsome guys that make awesome music that probably have hot girlfriends. And like I said, I've interviewed them a couple of times, and I've interacted with them. They're just nice guys, Em. They're like nice dudes. You know what I mean? They're not dicks. Like I they look
Good.
they actually are models, so I think people expect them to be dicks or like, but they're not. They're like nice guys and they're models, you know? I mean, like they're living the dream, Em. They get paid like $20,000 for walking like 20 feet, and they make rad
Oh,
music,
hell yeah.
and they got the girls crazy for him. Like, I don't know how you can be mad at that guy. I'd be like, man, that guy's gotta figure it out. You know what I mean?
If
So
people want to be them so bad.
And they make rad music. So, anyways, I'm psyched. The only thing, Em, is The Garden do this thing that a lot of younger, even though they're not that, I think they're about 30, honestly. So they're not that young, you know.
They're still
But a lot of
young-ish.
what is it is, but they're not like 19, you know.
Yeah.
They do this thing that a lot of the younger hipper bands do is like back in my day, Em, like. If a
Yes.
band was going to put out an album 3 to 6 months, they're like, we've got an album coming out in 6 months. Here's the first single. We've got an album coming out in 3 months. Here's the first single. Go buy it here. We've got an album coming out in 2 months. Here's another single. Go buy it here. And like every like 2 weeks, they're like, go buy the album. Go buy the album. And eventually you go
Yeah.
online and you buy it or you pre-order or whatever. They do this thing where they only make like a very limited number of records. I don't know, 1,000, 2,000, 500. I don't know. And they don't even like tell people where they are. They just put them up on like, oh, a website, and like people like know, like if you're really in into it, like you know where it's gonna drop, which I don't, and I'm always mad that I often miss the drops. And so like literally, if you don't buy it within like 10 minutes, then you're not gonna get it, you know?
Oh, sure.
So and a lot of groups do that now, and I truly don't know, is that a financial thing, or is it kind of like a extremely savvy marketing hype thing where everyone wants these records but no one can get them, you know what I mean? And that drives the hype, you know?
Yeah.
You have any guess? Because I don't really have a
I
guess.
think it's a financial thing.
See, I think it's a hype thing, but why do you think it's a financial thing?
I think because getting like physical media pressed can be insanely expensive. And on one of the stories we're going to talk about a bit later, like there are bands who have broken up because it's no longer economically feasible to be in a band, and they can't afford to do it anymore, you know? And that really, 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 really sucks. So I think it's like, okay, we're going to do this because this is the amount that we can afford to press, and we're going to try to make them as special as we can, you know, so people feel like they're getting something like one of a kind and unique, because they are. But that's my thing. I think it's bred from cost effectiveness, and then that leads into kind of the exclusivity thing. I don't think it's like a supreme thing where it's like we've printed a brick with our logo and there's only 50. You know? Go
And
get them.
what's your opinion on like the Supreme thing, and like the Rolling Stones are doing it, like the Rolling Stones have been doing this now for a couple years, is there's some clothing company called Cookie, and so like
Cookie?
they make these super expensive shirts that like it says Rolling Stones and it says Cookie on it, and it's like
Oh.
$150. It's like I don't want a Rolling Stones shirt that says other things than the Rolling Stones. I want a Rolling Stones shirt that says the Rolling Stones, like not some other company. You'd be like it's celebrating itself. You know what I mean? Which is weird. You know what I mean? The shirt.
Yeah.
So what's your opinion of like Uber brand is stupid, right? And like it's stupid. Like Supreme is stupid, right?
I don't see the appeal of Supreme at all. It's just like waste a bunch of money for something that you're going to wear maybe once or twice, but that you have to keep in like such pristine condition. And a lot of it's like white shirts and stuff that you really can't wear very often until they get all like fucked up. So I don't understand it. Also, I think they were set, well, the brick thing, they were selling that for an insane amount of money. And I think just like a regular sticker is like crazy too. So it's, again, the people who are running the companies are making an absolute killing off of it, but it's very, I don't know, I don't like it. It's super predatory. Like when I was going to school, that was kind of when Supreme was not just starting, but people were getting more like into kind of this that kind of thing, like hype beastie stuff. And it was really disturbing to see people kind of like just work themselves so hard to afford this like t-shirt that they didn't even wear, you know? And it was just kind of like the status symbol, and like it was just very strange. It's like, you know, yeah, that's my thoughts on it. What are your thoughts on it?
I mean, I mostly agree. Like for me, the most it's a total con, but
Yeah.
like the shirt that sell the shirts themselves like aren't that impressive. It'll be like it'll say like the Rolling Stones, and then below it'll say Supreme, and like that's the shirt. You know, it's like
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
ugly. You know, that being said, like if I was somehow able to finagle myself into creating a brand like that where people would give me $200 for a t-shirt. I like if people want to come to me and give me $200 for a stupid t-shirt, then I probably would sell the t-shirt for $200. You know what I mean? Like,
Yeah.
would you?
Would I buy a t-shirt for 200
No,
for?
would you sell it?
Oh, would I sell it? Oh,
Because I
would
mean,
I
like,
choose my market?
yes.
Okay, I would 100% sell it just to the people that I knew had money to burn. You
Well,
know,
actually,
like.
that's the way to do it. Like, remember for a hot minute, like all these leather jacket designers were making like
Oh,
fake
yeah.
punk bands and putting them on leather jackets and selling them to Kim Kardashian for like $30,000. You know,
Yep.
like, wow, man. Now that's a scam, man. That's the scam.
That I respect that.
Well, anyways, so yeah, so anyways, what were we talking about, Em? Like, why are we talking? Oh, so the records.
Records, the
With Bands Like a
garden.
Garden, I think it's savvy marketing. And if it's
Yeah.
not, then Garden, call me, because if you want to sell more physical records, I can help you do that. If you want to do that, Em. I mean, a Garden. So call me. Or any band. Like, if you're the kind of band that is selling out 2,000 seats and you can't press enough records, call me, because I can solve that for you. You know what I mean? So, anyways.
Yeah, definitely.
Em, here's some breaking news for our
Breaking
set.
news.
So, As They Lay Dying, about 10 years ago, the singer of As A Tim Lambesis, he was taking a lot of steroids and he's working out a lot. And he says to his gym trainer, "I want to kill my wife. Can I pay you to kill my wife?"
Oh,
And the
shit.
gym trainer's like, maybe. And the gym trainer goes to the cops. And the cops say to the gym trainer, "Can you introduce him to a quote hitman," which is really an undercover cop? And the gym trainer, being a good guy, says, "Yeah, I'll do that." And honestly, that's pretty cool of him to do that, because he's kind of putting his neck out, you know what I mean? So the gym
Right.
trainer goes to Tim Lambesis, say, "Hey, I can't do it, but I know a guy that can." And so Tim
Oof.
Lambesis meets a hitman, which is really an undercover cop. And they meet a couple of times. And Tim Lambesis hands the cop money to kill Tim Lambesis' wife and a photograph. And the cop's like, "Okay, I'm gonna do it." And then they arrest Tim Lambesis. He gets sentenced to 6 years in jail for hiring a hitman for crimes associated with hiring a hitman to kill his wife, but only serves 30 months, which seems kind of weird. And I feel like if you hire,
Yeah.
if you pay a hitman to kill your wife, I'm thinking you should do 20 to 30 years, Em. Like, you know what I mean?
It should, yeah.
It's like, you could just get divorced. You know, it's not that hard to get divorced. You know, it's like, it's way easier than murdering someone,
Well, yeah.
So I feel like you should, and it's like, there are dozens, if not hundreds, of chances for you to say, "This is a bad idea. I'm not going to hire a hitman to kill my wife," before you give the hitman the money.
Yep.
And he didn't choose not to do that. And he chose yes at every juncture. So I feel like 6 years is extremely
Ooh.
small, and I feel like
Yeah.
30 months is bizarrely small. I feel like that should be a 10 to 20 year kind of thing, or more, frankly,
Well, yeah, it's like, again, if he gets out in that time and he's still like, I would like my wife not here anymore, he can do it. You know?
Well,
Like, why are you releasing this man into the same
I
pool?
hear you. And so, anyways, so he gets out in 30 months, which is, I
Oh.
mean, 30 months, it's like a vacation almost, and so he restarts As They Lay Dying, and bizarrely, and like I said, this is not a real good look for those guys. Most of the original band members joined the band again. Not a good look,
Oh,
frankly.
why though? Like, why?
Well, because they need money, I assume,
But there's better ways to do that.
Well, but on the other hand, like, as they lay dying, that, I mean, they do 5,000 seats, you know what I mean? So that's a lot of money, Em.
Fair enough.
However, they all quit the band a little while later, and so he brings in a whole bunch of other guys. Then recently, within the past 2 weeks, the quote new guys, who have been in the band about 4 or 5 years, they all quit, including the tour manager, except for one guy. And then Em, the other guy was the co-founder, Phil Sgrosso. Well, Em, literally 54 minutes ago, Phil Sgrosso has quit As They Lay Dying, and he put out a statement.
Oh, okay.
"After witnessing some concerning patterns of behavior, I
Oh
realized that
no.
I can no longer in good conscience enable further actions that could negatively affect anyone."
That's
So, Em, what's going on?
I think Mr. Lambassus might have tried to hire another hitman.
You think so?
I don't know. Something's
Oh,
real messed up here.
I'll put out that Tim Lambesis has got divorced, got remarried, got divorced, and I think he got divorced again. Yeah, he's been married 3 times, divorced 3 times. Here's the whole
Oh.
statement. It's only fair for me to read the whole statement.
Okay.
"Hey, everyone, thank you for your patience as I took time to gather my thoughts before speaking on the current state of As They Lay Dying."
Okay.
Actually, it is a really long statement. "Simply put, recent actions have shown that As They Lay Dying no longer offers a healthy or safe environment for anyone involved, whether blah, blah, blah. And so I'm quitting, basically."
Okay. What was going on?
I mean, I don't know, but I think Lambesis is showing poor behavior and possibly abusive behavior. And I think,
yeah.
To the surprise of no one,
no.
You know, this guy that hired a hitman to kill his wife. Like, here's what's annoying to me, Em. This dude hires a hitman to kill his wife, right? He gets out in 30 months. Basically, best day ever for him. You know what I mean? Like, 30 months. Yeah. I mean, there's people that sell weed, not even cocaine, and weed that go to jail for like 5 or 10 years. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And not, I'm against weed, but listen, I don't think selling weed is that big of a deal. You know, there's people that shoplift like, you know, $20 and go to jail for like 60 months. You know what I mean?
Stupid.
And so anyways, he gets a lucky break. You know what I mean? And it is unlikely, but not beyond the realm of possibility. And maybe in jail, he's like, you know what? I'm making a fictional scenario here.
Yes.
I was high on steroids, which he admits he was, you know, or whacked out on steroids. I made a lot of bad decisions. In jail, I realized I was doing bad stuff, and I shouldn't do bad stuff anymore, and I'm going to be a good guy from now on, and I'm not going to do steroids, you know, and I'm not going to try to, you know, that's a possible scenario. I got a lucky break, and I'm going to do the right thing from now on. You know what I mean?
Okay. However,
he gets out of jail. He restarts as they lay dying almost immediately. He gets married. He gets divorced. He sues the prison system because he says they wouldn't give him the right kind of medication for like $30 million. He gets dismissed. He tried to have he filed a motion to get get resentenced, that basically lower sentencing. And so it appears that if you hired a hitman to kill your wife, when you get out of jail after 30 months, you might say to yourself, you know what? I'm going to lay low for a while and just kind of work on myself. He didn't do that. He went right back in as LA dying. And
did
all this, you know, got married and divorced, you know. And so it doesn't appear that he's taking any accountability or have any sorrow for his actions. And he appears to feel that he's the victim. You know what I mean? And
not that's, so.
And that's probably why we're at the situation. He's probably acting like a jerk and a creep again, so all the guys quit. And I will say that everyone quit all at once, it's probably not like a minor or recurring thing. Let's use Bauhaus as an example. I love Peter Murphy, man. I think he's an amazing singer and a total weirdo. By all accounts, extremely hard to get along with. Extremely, you know, and he's a diva. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Everyone says he treats it appears that he, while Bauhaus is a band, he appears to want to treat the band as if it's Peter Murphy and the Bauhaus, if that makes any sense. You know what I mean?
For sure.
You know, that's annoying and it causes anger, but that's not a situation where everyone quits all at once suddenly. That's a thing where like a band slowly winds down or breaks up or whatever, you know. Here, we have everyone quitting all at once just before an extended tour. That suggests a very bad thing happened. Not a recurring annoyance. Like a bad thing happened, you know.
Yeah.
But then on the other side of things, in punk rock, we're always like mental health. So this guy clearly has mental health issues. So do we say Tim is a bad guy and should feel sorry and we all hate him now? Or do we say mental health is, you know, mental health is very difficult and he clearly has mental health problems. He needs to be helped. Where do we position that in?
I think that's a very big question because there's so many like unknowables.
Yeah, that's why I'm asking him.
No, I know. I'm just like, it's so hard to kind of like, obviously mental health is like super important and you gotta like take care of yourself, and if you're not, then you know you need to get help to get yourself back on the right track and, you know, feeling good and like yourself again, 100%, you know. But you know, there's a line, and like, again, this isn't to minimize anyone's experience or whatever is happening here, but there comes a point when it's are you just using this as an excuse to get away with shit? You know? And I want to be very clear that I don't think that happens a lot. I don't think that's, you know, something that people just do. I think for like 99% of every, kind of mental health thing, it's because people need the help and want the help and know something's up and they need to look after themselves 100%. So, like I said, like over 99% of the cases, I believe it's true. In this case, I think if that comes out, I think it's he's using it as an excuse to get away with poor behavior.
I think that if you have mental health problems and your actions hurt other people and you don't attempt to rectify those issues, then you don't get a free pass.
Yeah.
I think, but like, what if someone's really psycho? You know what I mean?
Well, like there's a difference. Like if you're having a complete psychotic break and you don't know what's real and what's fake and whatever, like that's something that's a, a real thing that goes
But
on.
what if someone's bipolar and they're like a real asshole to people because they're bipolar? I don't know. I have to find myself. That being said, is here. I think he's taking no steps whatsoever to rectify the situation, and I don't think simply having mental health issues gives you a free pass. That's what I'll say.
Yeah, I don't think this is a mental health case. Like I think this is somebody who
I think he's got mental health issues.
No, I do think he has mental health issues. I don't think that that's the crux of what's happening.
Fair enough. Well said. Talk about a cool new band.
Cool new band. Yeah, so Glue are based out of London, UK. And that's Glue G LU, no E and all caps.
Glue. Glue.
Yeah. Look. So they have released their second single from their upcoming debut album, These Rotting Flowers, and that'll be out later this year or early next year. And they released a video for Spiral, and Spiral is also spelled very fun. It's Spiral. So the video, they're at this like kind of fun fair pier, like amusement park kind of thing by the seaside, and they're all dressed as clowns and like they're eating hot dogs and like doing the thing where they stick their head through like the cutouts, and there's ice cream that gets dropped at one point, and there's really close-ups of their mouths. So it's a very fun video. If you don't like clowns, I would avoid it. If you have a fear of clowns, but I mean, they're fun clowns. They're not scary clowns. They're not gonna, they might, spill ketchup on you from their hot dog, but they're not gonna kill you. So the song is short and fast and fun. And, excuse me, very punky. Their first single was Sleep Jeans, which was released 7 weeks ago. And this has a different vibe. Sleep Jeans is a little bit more mid-tempo, and this is more a little more upbeat. So I like it. I am excited to hear the full album and hear all the songs that they are going to be releasing in the future. So yeah, Glue rocks. What did you think of Glue, John?
I didn't listen to him because this is a freestyle we just brought up, but I'll check it out. It sounds cool to me.
Yeah, you should. Are you scared of clowns?
Am I scared of clowns? No.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
Why would I be scared of clowns?
A lot of people are scared of clowns. I just want to know
No.
where you stood on the clown divide.
I do think it's weird that clowns don't look funny. They do look, they look dead, with the white paint. And I do
Yeah.
wonder, like, clowns are ancient. Clowns go back to ancient Rome and Greek and even Egypt. Well,
Oh, 100%.
they didn't call them clowns in ancient Egypt. Fun fact, then, guess what kind of person served as, I guess, clown or court jester in ancient Egypt?
What kind of person?
Yes.
Like rank of person? Or like,
What
what do you mean
attribute?
by kind of?
What attribute?
Oh, very, very tall.
Good guess. Very, very short. Little people
Oh, okay.
served as jesters or clowns and so forth in ancient Egypt, and were seen as good luck. In fact, there is even an
Oh,
ancient
wow.
Egyptian dwarf god, if you will. So yeah.
That's cool.
So anyway, yeah, I mean, like, I'm sure there's some sociology paper, many, like, sociopathy on why clowns look the way they look. I don't know. I'd be interested to read it. They look weird, man. Like what's up with that? Like why is that supposed to, like why is a person with white face and like a red nose supposed to be funny? You know what I mean?
Well, they have the flower that squirts the water at you and honk honk, you know?
Course, then are clowns even supposed to be funny? Like,
Maybe not.
or are clowns supposed to be just like chaos, or like are they supposed to like take people down a peg? You know, like look, what's the actual purpose of a clown? I mean, I get clowns come from, you know, Greece and Rome, you know, and in that like the purpose is to entertain, not necessarily be funny, you know. So I don't know. I don't know, Em.
I want to find sociology papers about clowns
I'm
now.
sure there's lots of them.
Oh, I'm
So
sure.
yeah. So I'll check it out. Sounds cool. And back to As They Lay Dying. Will we
Oh, yeah.
a terribly ironic name for the band, I'll add.
It is.
Will we find out what's going down, Em, or is this going to be a thing that's going to be lost in the ether? You know what I mean?
Have a feeling we will find out. I think there will be a statement or there will be something. What do you think? Do you think it's just going to disappear?
I think it's going to disappear, but I'm interested in them. I do want to know what happened, what went down, you know. So we'll see. Well, speaking of sentencing, Em,
Yes.
John Schaefer of Iced Earth just got 4 years later after storming the Capitol with a bunch of knuckleheads in an effort to cause an insurrection of the U.S. government, which to me is inexcusable. He's been sentenced 4 years later, Em. He got a whopping sentence, Em. His whopping sentence is
Was it?
120 hours of community service, 3 years probation, and $1,000 in restitution and $200 financial assessment. And
That's
actually,
it.
that's pretty close to the U.S. government recommended sentencing. I think they recommended $2,000 in restitution. And their point was of the sentencing in that they feel as though these kinds of sentences will discourage people from behaving poorly. And I gotta say, man, I feel like this is. And then Schaefer issued a statement, and in the statement he says he regrets his actions, blah blah blah. But he doesn't go so far as to say he thinks his beliefs were wrong, or that he doesn't think the election wasn't stolen. All he says is that I made a bad. He says he made a bad decision. My emotions got in control of me. And I cooperate with the authorities. Well, I mean, at least he's better than Tim Lambesis. He says but is he just saying he's sorry to get a light sentence? Probably. Anyways, I don't
Probably.
know. Anyways, I think that's pretty lame. I think it's pretty lame to try to overrun the U.S. government. I think that's pretty bad. So I think you should go to jail for at least a little while. I don't care if you're just some citizen that got carried away storming the Capitol where people got injured and killed. You know, that's not cool, man. And I feel this light sentence will might maybe encourage people in the future to say, well, if I'm only gonna get 120 hours of community services, it's worth the trade-off, you know, which is insane. So yeah, this guy's sketch. But on the other hand, Dan, I mean, listen, I think the sentence should have been longer. But on the other hand, is I don't think I'd want to demand a statement where he says, I my beliefs were wrong. I believe blah blah. Like I think his beliefs are entirely wrong, but I don't want to live in a government where you have, you know, like China or Russia or wherever, where you can only think government approved thoughts. You know what I mean? I think his beliefs are wrong, but I don't believe in forcing people to believe one thing or another. You know what I mean? So the point, because I think he can believe whatever he wants to believe. But I think he should be punished for storming the Capitol, you know. So to wrap up my
Okay.
statement here is I think his sentence is way too light, but a lot of people seem to want him to like seem to demand that he says, I agree the election wasn't stolen, which John G thinks the election definitely was not stolen. Of course, obviously, it clearly wasn't.
Well,
But if he
yeah.
wants to believe that, then I don't think he should be legally required to make a statement saying he doesn't believe that. You know what I mean? We do, you know, we have the First Amendment, we believe in free speech, free thought. And I think the problem right now is that a lot of people are believing whacked out stuff. The solution isn't to force people to believe one thing or another. It's to better educate people and to teach people to think
Yeah.
critically and not follow cults like the Donald Trump cult. That's what it is, you know. So that's my statement on Sam. Where do you stand? Do you love Ice Earth? Is Ice Earth like your
Oh.
favorite band? Are you like, no, are you like, no, Ice Earth, I always believe in you and now you do this? Or are you like, Ice Earth is rad. I love John Schaefer. I will follow you into the Capitol as John Schaefer. I
God.
love albums about Spawn and about
Spawn.
ancient Greece. You know, great. It's so good, John Schaefer. So good.
Oh my God. Here's your next song. It's about Spawn.
He's got entire albums
That's
about. He's,
awful.
they have multiple albums about Spawn, you know.
Why?
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 Because of dorks. I don't know.
Oh my God. Okay. This is yeah, for the record, not an Ice Earth fan. Not a John Schaefer fan. but this is so light. I thought they were gonna like kind of throw the book at these people because people were killed. People died. This was something that never should have happened. This is something where, like, some complete asshole like whipped everyone into a frenzy for what? Like, it's just one big fucking lie, you know what I mean? Like, I don't understand why people did storm the Capitol. I don't understand why people thought the election was stolen. I don't understand that line of thinking whatsoever.
Well, they thought that because Trump said so. You know what I mean? That's why they thought that.
What if
You
he
know,
said go jump off a bridge? Are they gonna do it?
some of them would, sure. Some of them totally would.
That's really scary.
Yeah, it is.
That's incredibly scary. No,
I mean, honestly,
it's
I'm like, what's more dangerous? Jumping off a bridge where you can dive, hypothetically, or storming the government with machine guns and shit? You know what I mean?
storming the government with machine
Yeah,
guns
so
is
you know.
more dangerous, yeah. It's just a bad scene all around. Holy
Yeah, it
shit.
is.
Yeah, with his statement and stuff, like it's just gross. That's it. That's just my thoughts. It's just gross. Like, he doesn't regret anything. This is just lip service. This is just spin. This is just PR. He doesn't give a
What could he
shit.
say for you to believe that he's sorry?
Nothing. I don't believe any of them are sorry.
Really?
I don't believe any of
You
them
might be
regret
right.
their actions because they chose to do it willingly. Nobody was forced to be there. Nobody was forced to take part in these activities. Again, that I know of. You know, it's like they're all, you know, like peace, love, and forgiveness when I fucked up or whatever. It's like, well, you. This is more than like you messed up, you know what I mean? Like, this is a big deal. This is, again, people are dead because of this. Like, that's not cool. You also did this because some like orange man told you to. So yeah, totally. You have 100%, you know, free will. Yeah, believe that. No, and then to just brush it off like, oh, oopsie, I made a mistake. That's not what a mistake looks like. You know, a mistake isn't storming the Capitol.
True, true, that's true, true. Well, there you have it. John Schaefer beat the rap yet again, more or less.
I
Do you think Ice Earth will ever resurrect him? And would you go see them?
Oh, no, I would not go see them. I think they'll probably resurrect and play the MAGA circuit.
What if Richard Christie was on drums again?
No.
Well, there you have it. Listen, Iggy Pop. Would you go see this, Em? Iggy Pop put out a new live album. It's called Live at
Hell
Montreux Jazz
yeah.
Festival 2023. And the track listing is pretty rad.
Yeah.
I don't know why he loves the song 5 Foot 1. I'm so unimpressed by that song, but it's 5 Foot 1, then TVI, Modern Day Ripoff, Raw Power, Gimme Danger, Passenger, Lust for Life, Endless Sea, Death Trip, Sick of You, I Want to Be Your Dog, Search and Destroy, MASH, Production, Night Clubbing, Down on the Street, Loose, and Frenzy. I gotta say, Em, the track listing here is pretty banging. It's pretty close to the amazing Iggy Pop show that he played at Punk Rock Bowling like 3 or 4 years ago.
Oh,
And it's out via Ear Music, which is kind of one of these medium-sized labels that puts out like a lot of live stuff. And I guess maybe not premium stuff, but kind of archival type stuff that hardcore fans are into. They do Highland Fire, they do Alice Cooper, they do Judas Priest reissues. So pretty cool label. I think a bunch of the stuff they put out. So, Iggy Pop's awesome, man. He's got a ton of live albums. They're all pretty good, but some of them kind of are not great just because, especially in the 90s, his backing band was not that good. But here, there's a video. He's pretty on fire. Team's pretty rad. So I'm pretty psyched with that.
Sorry, what's that?
I'm going to get this for sure. So how about you?
This is so cool. Yeah, the video is great. The energy is awesome. The track listing, like you said, kicks ass. I would 100% get the CD. It's on DVD too, isn't it?
Yes.
Ooh, no, I get it on DVD. I want to see the show.
I also like how there's horns for some of the songs, which gives it a little bit of a different spice. And what's your opinion on Iggy Pop with a mustache and a beard, though? What do you think of that?
I prefer him without a mustache and a beard. But I mean, if that's what floats his boat, good for him.
I wonder, there's a lot of Montreux live records. I do wonder if this is sanctioned through Iggy, in the sense that like from Montreux Fest, like sometimes as part of band's agreement, the festival can tape the live performance and sell it. You know what I mean? It's not a bootleg in that Iggy has authorized it, but he's not really getting much out of it. Or maybe he still might get some sort of a royalty, but it's not like an Iggy overseen project, you know? So I do wonder if this is kind of like that, you know?
That's interesting. I didn't consider that.
Because,
I hope he's sanctioned it. Like, I would.
Well, he sanctioned it. He sanctioned it certainly in that, like, his performance agreement certainly allowed for the recording. You know what I mean? It's not a bootleg, but right. Like, is it something that he cares about or is making money off of? You know.
I hope he sees money from it. How can you tell? Like, how will you know?
You can't really. I'm thinking no. Because it doesn't even mention it on his website at all, you know.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
So that suggests maybe it's a one-and-done kind of payment thing or he's getting a royalty, but he's not really involved in the project itself, you know. So it's actually looking more like one of those kinds of things, which I've got some of those Montreux Live stuff, and they're pretty rad. Although, actually, his Facebook does have a big banner with regards to it. So maybe he's more involved into it than we might think, you know.
That's cool.
So, yeah. Anyways. So, I mean, it looks pretty cool. Let's see. Do we have any other news stories here? Oh, okay. How about this one, Em? Killer Mike and Dave Chappelle are going on tour. Killer Mike, of course, is in Run the Jewels. He put out he's got a bunch of solo records, but he put out one somewhat recently called Michael. And it's basically it's a rap gospel album, and Mike talks about how he's had a religious conversion. I mean, he's always been somewhat religious, and he's always been somewhat religious, but he's actually been anti-religious on some Run the Jewels tracks, and now he's overtly religious, and now he's going on tour with Dave Chappelle, who is also religious, but Killer Mike is Christian and Dave Chappelle is Muslim, but the issue there is that Dave Chappelle. He on his recent special over the past 2 or 3 years, he said a lot of anti-trans and a lot of anti-LGBTA stuff, and he's done it in the context of a joke. But maybe most criminally, the jokes aren't even funny, and they're just hateful. It's just hate. There's no joke there. Just hate. You know what I mean? Mike, especially during when they were doing. During the last election, or it was 2 elections ago, Killer Mike was really supporting Bernie Sanders, and he was really involved in progressive politics and,
right,
you know, not punching up, not punching down. And so Killer Mike touring with Dave Chappelle, First of all, I've seen Dave Chappelle live, and he's not fun. He wasn't funny. Everyone said, like, this was about 15 years ago. It was after Dave Chappelle kind of had a freak out and like went dark and like quit all his shows and everything. He did a surprise show in Santa Cruz, and somehow my friend Andy and I got tickets, and we went. And it was like 3 hours, and it was just like Dave Chappelle just like hanging out, like not even hanging out. It was him 3 hours of him killing time on stage, and he wasn't funny. And then afterwards, I was like, "Oh, that was amazing," and blah blah blah. I'm like, "It was?" Like I just thought it was like boring, frankly. I was bored. So, anyways, Killer Mike with the Bernie Sanders thing and all that seemed to want to punch up, but touring with Dave Chappelle, who was kind of punching down and being mean and hateful, it doesn't seem to fit the Killer Mike ethos of the past decade or so. So
Yeah.
I don't know if this is just a, but on the other hand, Killer Mike might see Dave Chappelle as a fellow independent black male that runs a black business and I guess some represents the black community. So he might see him as an ally in that respect, but that being said, I would say, well, there's lots of other black people, Killer Mike, that you could team up with, that represent that aren't, hateful. I mean, I could name a bunch right now. Let me think. I'll name some, man. I will name, let's see here. Oh, KRS-One, obviously. Ice Cube, although actually Ice Cube does some sketchy stuff too. But KRS-One, for example. Or if somebody, I mean, and why does it have to be a man? It could be a woman. It could be Beyoncé.
Exactly.
But she Beyoncé is probably too big. But it could be like Megan Thee Stallion. Or it could be even like Nicki Minaj, or Big Frida, or any of those people.
Yeah.
Why Dave Chappelle? You know what I mean? Like, yeah, why? That's the question, Em. Why Dave Chappelle? That's the question, Em. That's the question. Of all people, why Dave Chappelle?
I have no idea. I have no idea at all. Again, like you said, it doesn't make any sense.
And I'm not sorry I spelled his name wrong. People are mad I spelled his name wrong, but I'm not
Oh,
sorry, Em.
it's spelled differently.
It's got an E at the end, but I don't care.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe. Oh, there we go. Okay. Ugh, no, absolutely no respect for anybody who is just a big bigot, in whatever way it is. You just can't do that. That's so gross. And then to support that is worse. Not worse than saying it, but it's not good. It's just really bad. This just leaves a really bad taste in my mouth, honestly. I don't have much to say about it other than just why. What's the reasoning here?
What's your opinion on Killer Mike?
I am only aware of him as part of Run the Jewels, really. And I do remember some of the Bernie Sanders stuff. But other than that, I'm not very familiar with him. I haven't checked out. Oh, actually, I have checked out one of his solo songs, and that was the one about Ronald Reagan.
Oh, yeah, that's from the pre-Run the Jewels album. Rat Music. So Run the Jewels, before they were Run the Jewels, there was a Killer Mike. So Killer Mike was always kind of one of these hopefuls. He was associated with Outkast and he never really broke through. And then he was kind of a quote has been. And then LP decided to produce an album with him. And it's a Killer Mike solo album. If you ask me, it's actually the best Run the Jewels album, though it's not a Run the Jewels album. It's called Rat Music. And it's LP producing and Killer Mike rapping. And it was such, and that Ronald Reagan track is on there. It's an awesome album,
Okay.
one of the best hip hop records of the past 10 years. And then they formed Run the Jewels out of that. And then
Oh,
Mike
cool.
did a solo record called Michael, which LP's on just a little bit. And like I said, it's more of a gospel album. And I saw that tour live, and I mean, it was all right. I'm not against gospel music by any means, but like it was like it, he, like the whole show was set up like a gospel show. He had like a choir or a small choir with him and stuff, and I think and live instrumentation, and it was interesting. But honestly, the songs were just kind of boring. You know what I mean? So it wasn't like awesome. It was a daring experiment that didn't quite work. So yeah, I mean, it's disappointing that he's teaming up with Chappelle. And I wonder, like, is it the religious thing between the two of them, or is it that they're, both successful black artists? But like I said, there's so many other successful black artists you could team up with.
So many.
Why Dave Chappelle?
And like this is something that I have never understood, and it's these people who become, like born again in their religion, or get super into it, and they like decide that, oh, it's okay to just hate people. It's like your entire religion is preaching love and peace and forgiveness. Why are you out there like saying,
Well, it's not
terrible stuff?
Killer Mike hasn't said anything like that, only Chappelle.
Right. Yeah, I was
Well,
talking
Killer
about
Mike's
him.
born again, but Chappelle's not.
Oh, I thought it was kind of the same thing.
No,
All
so
right, that was my misunderstanding.
Killer Mike is
Thank
born
you.
again, but Chappelle is I'm trying to think how to phrase this. I
Just
wish
very religious.
yes, that's the
Okay.
way he's very into Islam, but I was going to say he's devout, but I don't know that devout implies that you adhere to the rules of the religion. I don't know that he does that. You know what I mean?
But also, that's a religion that preaches peace and
Well,
like.
sure, they all do, except for like, I don't know. All religions do, except for like, I don't know, ancient Greek and ancient Roman and ancient Egyptian religion or whatever. They're like destroy
Yeah,
everything in
exactly.
sight. And even those really aren't that severe. You know what I mean? So,
No.
whatever. But yeah.
I don't know.
So
This is just bad. This is bad and disappointing.
I guess Killer Mike, assuming Killer Mike is not into the anti-LGBTA thing, and I would like to think that he's not into the anti-LGBTA thing,
Yeah.
I guess his response would be his response would be it's so hard for black people to break through to the next level of success that the minute they do, people try to tear them down, and I'm about bringing up black people, not tearing them down. And I mean, I guess from his perspective, I can see that. But on the other hand, my perspective is like, well, honestly, Dave Chappelle's at the top of the world, deciding to tear down Dave Chappelle. Dave Chappelle did through his hateful speech. You know what I mean? So,
Yeah, exactly. And there's so many like, again, artists or comedians or whatever, like who are coming up now that you can support and give that platform to instead of somebody who everyone knows.
Yeah, true. Anyways, so anyway, sorry, Killer Mike, not a great look. Not a great look. Let's see here. Let's just do a couple more quickies and wrap this one up. And Blondie's got a new album coming on out in 2025. Blondie's cool. I actually haven't heard their last couple of albums, but hopefully they're good. I love, actually, I was literally just listening to, I learned about, just yesterday, Em, I bought a Blondie record that I never had seen before. It
Ooh,
was,
what is it?
it's Blondie, Call Me, 12-inch single, except M, it's a
Yeah.
promo-only extended 9-minute version of the song that's got a whole extra second half that I had never heard before. And
Oh
it's
my
cool.
God.
It's really,
What's
really,
the
really
second
cool.
half? What happens?
It just kind of extended, but it's got like maybe some more vocals from Debbie Harry and some like a guitar solo and stuff. So it's not like there's not like a rap section on it or something. It's just like an extended version of Call Me, and it's real cool. And so
That's
I
cool.
love Blondie. Like those first like five Blondie albums are insanely good, and their singles are insanely good. I've even been getting into the Debbie Harry solo stuff recently, like Rush Rush and that kind of stuff. That being said, is I think the newer Blondie albums aren't that great, but maybe they are. And what do you think this is going to sound like?
I think it's going to be good. I have very high hopes for this. Their last album, Pollinator, like there were some good songs on it,
Is that
but
album good? I never heard it. Is it good?
they're like some of it's okay, some of it's it's some of it's really good, some of it's just okay, I think is the way to put it. Like it's not Parallel Lines, but also kind of what is.
Your Parallel Lines is so insanely good. I'm like, every single
Oh,
song
crazy.
is 10 out of 10 on that record. That record is just a ripper. It really is.
It really, really is. So yeah, like Pollinator is okay. Like there's nothing wrong with it in my opinion. So I think they have had like quite a bit of time, they've still been playing live, they've obviously still been writing. So I'm excited to see what this album is going to bring, and I think it's going to be sort of a return to form kind of thing. That's my guess. I have that feeling and I want it to be true. What do you think?
Didn't they put out an album that had like a ton of auto tune on it or something? And it was like Like every song was ex oh, that's right. I'm thinking they had this really bizarre title album that I think I listened to just a little bit called Ghosts of Download, which is like a weird, horrible title. Ghosts of Download. That's a bad title, I'm.
I have not heard of that one.
Lousy title. So yeah, I mean, I think it's gonna be another Blondie album. I'll check it out. I love Blondie. I should check out the other ones too, frankly. For a while, I was trying to collect all the Blondie albums on vinyl, but I got
Oh,
sidetracked because like one of them is like $400, like one of the ones from the 90s and 2000s. So I'm like, yeah, I'm not gonna spend
Oh,
$400 on that, you know. So
my
okay, so,
God.
yeah, Ghost of Download is about $100, so I'm not
Ghosts
gonna.
of Down.
So, you know, I mean, Blondie's awesome, but you know, they have done some kind of uncool things. Like they re-record their entire discography, not the entire discography, their greatest hits to kind of cut out the other members that aren't in the band anymore. That's kind of not
Yeah,
cool. Like there's a
that's
lot of
not
bad
cool.
will throughout the band. But that being said, you know, lots of bands have bad will. The Ramones, for example. So yeah.
True.
So anyways, Blondie's awesome. They're rad. And anything else you want to cover tonight, or should we shut this on game? Do you want to run out and buy Ghost of Download and say, John, Ghost of Download is the best title ever. Ghost of Download. That album title like hurts. And like my brain's trying to figure out like how does that like what does that mean? Like how does that work? Ghosts of Download, you know?
It's all of the files that you downloaded and then you forgot about, and they're just like on your computer and you've never deleted them, and
See,
they
but that
kind
would
of exist in this like half-life thing.
See, but wouldn't it be like downloaded ghosts or ghosts of downloaded files or something? Like ghosts of download. Let's see. So here's why I'm confused, Dan. Here's why I'm
Okay.
confused. Wait, maybe not.
What?
Ghosts of download.
Yes.
I'm trying to, so is download an adjective or a noun in that phrase? That's why I'm getting confused. No,
Oh, I see what you
it
mean.
has to be a noun because it's the end of a
It has to be a
preposition.
noun. Yeah.
So I guess grammatically that makes sense. Ghosts of Download. It's just I'm having trouble with that title. It's a horrible title.
Well, Download is a festival in the UK. So, probably no connection there, but there is a place. That place, the Download Festival, I think it was earlier this year when they ran, one of their food trucks gave everybody really bad food poisoning.
That's what you get for going to those super expensive festivals, people. Take that.
Mean, they had some cool bands, but it's not worth.
Why is Download Fest called Download? Like, people don't even download music anymore. They stream it. It should be called, like, I hate the name of that
It
festival. It should
was.
be Stream Fest or something.
It
It
used to
sounds
be
creepy.
Donington.
Download Fest is Donington in England?
Yeah.
Oh, I
Yeah.
didn't know that.
Yeah, it's
Why
on
is it called
Donington Park.
Download then?
I really don't know.
Stupid name. I mean, Donington was such a fit, you know, Iron Maiden and Judas Priest and like all these bands
Like
like
last
famously
year.
played Donington. I didn't know Download Fest was
Yeah.
Donington.
Download's Donington.
That's stupid.
I
That's
want to
stupid,
know
Em.
who was on the lineup this year, because I used to get like Kerrang! Magazine, so I was like super into this. And then just kind of, okay, Fall Out Boy played. That's cool. Sum 41 played. Offspring, Limp Bizkit, Enter Shikari, Baby Metal, Frank Carter, Creeper, Kerry King. Bowling for Soup is very highly rated. That's fun. Oh, EO Pantera played. Gross. Corey Taylor did solo stuff, I guess. Tom Morello also did solo stuff. Mr. Bungle, Scene Queen, Harriet, do. Wheatus, come on, they got Wheatus. Billy Talent, The Used, Counterparts, Silverstein, Hot Wax, The Black Dahlia Murder,
I don't care about almost any of those bands, Em.
Split Chey.
The only band that I kind of care
Dying
about.
Wish and Gel.
Oh, Gel's cool. I like Gel.
Gel's cool. You don't like Dying Wish?
No.
Oh, the Callous Dowboys are on.
I don't even know what that band. I've never even heard of that band.
You've never listened to the Callous Dowboys?
No.
I'm sending you an album. They're so good.
Apparently, Carrie King is doing some Slayer songs live. I'll ask you this and then we'll wrap it on up. Do you think Carrie King, the band, should do Slayer songs live? He's doing Raining Blood and Black Magic.
Did he write those?
Probably, yes. I mean, him or Hanneman or both of them together.
If he wrote them, fair game. That's
I
what I
actually,
thought.
I
What do
would
you think?
actually, I say since Slayer's broken up, he should do Slayer songs and solo stuff too, you know? I mean,
Yeah.
yeah. So anyways, this has been the Punk News Podcast, and we'll see you next week. Happy Halloween. Come to the party in Jabba's Palace next Sunday in Philly. Mean Jeans, Soji, Blank Chrome, and Membranes, and we will see you next week.
Ha ha.